shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Diane Clark, host of the Walking with Jesus radio show. Join me Wednesdays at 1 p.m. as we focus on faith and resting in God's presence and let His peace guide us through the storms in life. That's Wednesdays at 1 o'clock on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Anybody ever been to T.D. Jakes? Anybody ever been to Benny Hinn Crusade or a Kenneth Copeland Crusade or any of these big things where all these thousands and thousands of people go? I went to a Benny Hinn Crusade one time. It was awesome. It was amazing. You ever notice at those meetings that they start like on a Thursday, they go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they get you back home in time for church, and people take off work early on Thursday to get down there to the crusade and to get home and get ready, and the doors to those meetings open up at 5:30 p.m. So if you're living up here in Fort Pierce, you got to drive for an hour and a half to get down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami so you can be there when the doors open up at 5:30 p.m. And all of a sudden at 5:30 p.m., there's buses all over the parking lot full of people that are coming to the crusade. The doors open up, and the craziest thing begins to happen. People run to the front row. I mean, they run. I mean, they take off, and they're running. And you say, well, why are you running to the front? Because I want to get up front. I want to see what God does. I want to be here and see what God does. I want to see the power. I want to see the miracles. I want to see the glory of God fall in this place. And they run for the front seats. And then they stand there from 5:30 to 7 and wait for an hour and a half for the service to start. And most of the time, they ain't even sitting. They're just standing there with expectation, in faith, waiting to see what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, there's just this spirit of expectancy that begins to fill the room. And how many of you know about 6:45 p.m., Jim comes out, and he begins to warm up the organ, and the other guy comes out and begins to play the piano. And then all of a sudden, you got 2,000 or 3,000 people in the choir. They begin to come out, and they begin to stack up in their white shirts and their blue ties behind Benny Hinn. And I mean, the whole room is beginning to rumble with anticipation. You just feel it. If you've ever been in one of these, you can just feel it. I mean, it's like the whole thing is just reverberating with the power of God. There's so much faith and so much expectation in the building. And everybody's standing there getting ready for this. And then all of a sudden, at 7 o'clock, the piano begins to play. And then all of a sudden, Jim begins to sing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. And the choir begins to sing. Then sings my soul. And everybody in the audience is crying, this aches my soul, but the anointing is so thick you couldn't cut it with a knife. And everybody's just, and Benny walks out between the choir and he's in his white suit. And lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift up the power of God, lift it up in the house. And everybody, miracles are starting to take place, and people, oh, God's here, the power of God. And they worship for an hour and a half till 8:30. And nobody sits down the whole time they're worshiping. They're praising God. They're weeping. People are running in the house. People are beginning to stand up out of wheelchairs and begin to walk around. And the crusade, the power of God is beginning to descend in the auditorium. And all of a sudden at 8:30, Benny comes up and he receives an offering for 30 minutes. And nobody is in there going, he's after my money. Everybody's getting their check, but oh, I just want to give. I mean, people are writing checks and the buckets are going by, people putting money in. And then after he does a 30-minute offering, then he preaches for an hour. And everybody's sitting there listening to the word. And when he gets done preaching for an hour, then he prays for people for 2.5 hours. And they're lined up and they're coming to the altar by the thousands and thousands and thousands. And people are being healed and people are getting born again. And Benny's praying for people and they're falling down. Pick them up, Jim, pick them up. And they're falling back down. Anybody ever see Benny in? And all of a sudden you look at your watch and it's 12:30 at night. And you're like, oh my God, I don't want to leave. But the bus has started and the air is on. If you want to get back to Fort Pierce, you got to get on the bus. So you get on the bus and you get home at 2 a.m. and you go to bed full of the power of God. You've witnessed miracles. You've been in the presence. You've seen the power of God. And then you fast forward to Sunday morning. Here you are. It's 10 after 10, honey. Will you hurry up? And you're yelling in the house to the garage. I'm trying to get my makeup on. Well, we're going to be late for church. Well, I'm not going to church without my makeup. So you get in the car. You got the kids in the car. And you're looking at your watch. And it's 10:15. They've already started. And you start blowing the horn. And here she comes out the garage. I don't know why you got to act that way. And then all the way, you got to make a 15-minute drive in 5 minutes so you can get there by 10:20. And all the way, you're back and forth to each other. I don't even know why we bother to go to church. All we do is fight all the time. All you do is run my back. I just want to sleep in the day. I don't know why. And you get to church, and you walk in at 10:20, and Justin's still doing music. You go, oh, he must have had 5 songs today. You walk up the back row, you look over there on the back, third seat from the back, you go, who is that sitting in my seat? Don't they know that's where I sit? Who do they think they are? They must be new. Worship gets done, and you sat through the whole last 10 minutes of it. You couldn't stand. And then we get up to receive the offering, and everybody, I just don't know about this Pentecostal tithing. On me to tithe. I put $30 in 3 weeks ago. That ain't enough. And then Pastor Jason gets up to start to preach, and then about 11:45, everybody. We got it already. I wish you would. By the time I get to Applebee's, West Side's going to have the place packed out. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. Familiarity. Can I just tell you that the same Holy Ghost at the Benny Hinn Crusade is the same Holy Ghost at Truth Church on Sunday morning? It's the same Holy Ghost that does the same miracles. What the difference is we come in here because we're so familiar with the things of God in the service that we don't even respect the God that shows up here. And we don't come expecting God to do things. We come with a predisposed judgment and half-heartedness and don't really want to be here, but we're just showing up because we know it's the right thing to do and we don't want to live with the condemnation through the rest of the week. The only difference is we let some things become very familiar and we let other things become very full of expectation. You want God to move in this church? You got to come expecting, amen? I'm here to announce to you that if you'll come through these back doors at 5 minutes or 10 minutes till 10 with a praise on your lips and thanksgiving in your heart, and you enter this place with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise by faith and expectation, before Justin can even open his mouth to sing the first song, the anointing of God would be so thick in this place you wouldn't be able to stand at the altar. Because it's the same Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? Somebody shout familiarity. You know what Joshua did when he got ready to go into the promised land? In Joshua 3:4, he said this. God told him, he said, I want you to follow the ark, but I want you to leave a space between you and the ark of 200 cubits. And here's why. You have never come this way before. You have never come this way. You cannot come in here expecting you know what's going to happen. You got to come in here expecting God to do something. That's how faith operates. Amen. Some of us would do well to quit acting like we know everything. I'm going to try that again. Some of us would do well to quit acting like we know everything. It's amazing to me how somebody can be born again for 3.5, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and all of a sudden they have become John Wesley. And you can't even teach them anything anymore because they already know it all. Come on now. He said, Isaiah, if you're going to be the prophet that I want you to be, if you're going to be the prophet that will get up and proclaim the coming of the Lord, if you're going to be the prophet that declares the Messiah will be wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we would be made whole, and that the chastisement of his peace would be upon us. If you would want to be that prophet, if you're going to understand that, if you're going to understand that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Come on, how many know that came through the prophet Isaiah after he said, I saw the Lord. If you're ever going to understand this, Isaiah, then you got to get beyond thinking about King Uzziah's time. I've got to get you from the previous place you are and move you into the expectation of what I've got next for your life. Hallelujah. The second thing was this. He challenged him on his God concept. Number two, he challenged him on his God concept. The challenge of our God concept, he said, not only did I see the Lord, but I saw him high and lifted up. I saw the Lord, and I saw him high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face. With 2 he covered his feet. With 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of Israel. The whole earth is full of his glory. Worship is vertical, and worship is horizontal. They weren't shouting to God, you are holy, holy, holy. They were shouting to each other. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Come on, somebody help me. That's how they were worshiping. They were putting each other out and saying it to each other. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The literal translation is, I saw the Lord seated on the throne. He was seated on the throne. That's important. That's important to us because Isaiah was living in a time where he thought everything was in jeopardy. He thought the whole political system was about to collapse. And all of a sudden, he sees the one appear to him who makes all the royal decrees, who has all the heavens and earth in his hand. He said, I see the Lord seated on the throne. And watch this, watch this. King Uzziah had just died, and there was a vacancy on the earthly throne. There was no king on the earthly throne. But he said, I want you to understand something, Isaiah. I want you to catch this. There may be a vacancy on the earthly throne, but there's no vacancy in heaven on my throne. I am seated on my throne, and I am sitting on this throne that there is no end to. I am seated on the eternal throne of heaven. That's important for you and I as believers today. Amen. He said, I saw him high and lifted up, and the train of his robe did fill the temple. That's important. Can I just tell you why that's important? Because how many of you know, for much of the 20th century, the church has been taught this theology of defeatism. We have placed more emphasis on the devil than we do on God. We have placed more emphasis on the problem than we do on the solution. Come on, somebody help me. The devil's after me, bless his holy name. That's what we do. That's how we live our life. We talk about how bad it is and how much deliverance we need. Amen? People's whole testimony today is more about what the enemy did to them than what God has provided for them. I ain't got no help. Come on now. We've developed this whole theology of escapism, and we taught people to look for the rapture so we can just get out of here when the trumpet blows. Let's not worry about it no more, because after all, I'm getting out of here. I ain't going to worry about it. I'm just going to go to church. The whole earth is going to hell. It's prophesied. It's all over. Antichrist, false prophet, it's all coming. Mark of the beast. Everybody's going to get a microchip. I'm just going up into rapture, and I don't care. I'm getting out of here. Muslims going to take over the world. The false prophet. And what do we do? We develop this mentality that we're just going to escape all this mess if we can just hang on long enough. If we can just wait it out, baby. If we can just, somebody help me hang on. If Jesus comes today before I finish preaching this sermon, I'm ready. Are you? I'm going up in the first load, Jack. I'm out of here. Gone. Whenever that is, I'm going. But I can tell you something. Jesus is not trying to teach you how to hang on. He's not trying to give you a theology of how to make it and hang on, looking for something that might or might not happen in your lifetime or might not happen in your generation. What he's trying to teach you and I is that there is a throne that is not threatened. That he is seated on an eternal throne that is not threatened. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States is. It doesn't matter if the Republicans control everything or the Democrats control everything. It doesn't even matter if there's a United States of America anymore. If this whole nation falls into the dirt, it has no bearing on whether or not my God is sitting on his throne. He sits on a throne that is eternal. It don't make no difference to heaven. He says, I'm seated on a throne that's high and lifted up. I'm above all your mess. I'm above all your politics. I'm above all your problems. I'm above all this stuff in the world. I am the Lord Jesus, and I am seated high and lifted up. Oh, hallelujah. And it's trained. Somebody shout, it's trained. I mean, it ain't a choo-choo train. Huh? He didn't have Amtrak following him around in the throne room. The train was like the end of his robe, like when you see a bride that walks up the aisle and she's got this long train that comes down behind her dress. Kings used to have trains like that. And the train was to show their majesty. It was to show their splendor, their might, their power. The bigger and the longer the train was, the more mighty, the more powerful, the more splendor the king was. And it was filled with all kinds of garments, and it was filled with diamonds and rubies, and pearls were sewn into this train. It had laced with gold, and the richer the king, the more jewels it had. It was to exhibit how powerful this king was. And this is what they used to do in Isaiah's day. Remember this, and even during the time of the Romans, when Jesus had lived on the earth, Paul said this in Colossians chapter 2, that Jesus took the enemy and made a show of him, openly triumphing him through heaven. How many know it was typical in Roman days that when a Roman general would conquer another leader, or a leader from the Persian Empire, or a leader from the Babylonian Empire would conquer another leader, what they would do is they would take the leader and they would take his garments and they would cut the garments off at his waist. So he would be naked from the waist down. Well, I mean, that was not a sight to see. And they would make a public spectacle of him by parading him through the streets where everybody could see all of his private parts, and his nakedness would cause him to be ashamed. That's what they did with the enemy. And then the king of the nation that defeated the other king would take the garment or the train of the defeated king, and they would take that train and they would sew it onto the end of their own train. So these powerful kings, when they would walk into their throne room, they would have their train, plus they'd have four or five other trains that were sewn to it of all the kings that they had conquered. So when they walked in the room, everybody knew, that dude's bad right there. Look at that train. Woo! It's still coming. Here, I've been here an hour. Here, the train is still coming. And you know what Isaiah said? He said, I got a glimpse of the throne room of God, and his train was so big, so long, so wide, so majestic, so splendid, so powerful that it filled the entire temple. You know why? You know why? Because there is not an enemy that our God has not defeated. He has defeated sickness. He has defeated disease. He has defeated the devil. He's defeated every demon. He's defeated your emotions. He's defeated cancer. He's defeated sin. My God, there is nobody that has defeated him. Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would shout. Our King is the most awesome King ever. And he wants you to know that he sits on a throne that is high and lifted up, far removed from all the garbage that we see in our life. And let me know, because he overcome, you can overcome. Oh, come on, I just dropped a bombshell on you. You don't even know it. You have overcome. Hallelujah. The Bible says, watch this, it says, seraphim cried, holy, holy, holy. Everybody shout, holy, holy, holy. You know what? This ain't dealing with righteousness. I know we look at holy and we think it was righteousness. This ain't dealing with righteousness. We've turned holiness into behavior modification in the church. Well, how can they call themselves holy when they go to rated R movies? Let me tell you something. Holiness has nothing to do with that. Holiness has to do with set apartness. Come on, amen. Set apart. Somebody shout, set apart. Literally, when they would cry holy, the word there in Hebrew means this. It means apartness. In other words, you are so far beyond us, God. You're so far above what we could ever imagine. You are so far removed, a cut above for our own intellect, that we couldn't even imagine anything in our sphere, anything in our life, anything in our earth that could ever compare to you, O King. You're holy. And not did they just say holy, but they said holy, holy, holy.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Listen to me very carefully. There's no superlative. They don't have holy, holy, or holiest. When they wanted to say the holiest and nothing could ever get past that, they said it three times. And you'll see it show up in scripture like this, holy, holy, holy. And you'll see in the book of Revelation, whoa, whoa, whoa. That means it ain't getting no worse than that. That's as bad as it's ever going to get. But he is so far removed and a cut above where we are. This is what Isaiah saw. And he realized, this ain't no ordinary God. This ain't no ordinary king. I'm serving a God that's so far above any other God or any other king that all heaven can do is just continually cry out, holy, holy, holy. There's no other alternative. We can't say anything else. All we can do is just say, holy, holy, holy. That's how awesome he is. The whole earth is filled with his glory. The challenge of God concept. Listen, you can never become who you need to be if you kept seeing Jesus as second fiddle to things in your life. Come on, amen. Listen, I'm believing God for our church. I'm believing God for your life. I'm believing God for your children. I'm believing God for your families. I believe in God that this city is going to be filled with his glory, and it's going to take a church that will not put Jesus second to anything in their life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.